Hello, my name's Claire and welcome to the Loud and Clear Accounting Podcast. This is the accountancy podcast where I answer accountancy-based questions. Now, in this series, I'm going through questions around VAT. So we've gone through things such as when do you need to register? How? You know, what scheme you should be choosing? And then in last week's episode, I went through the deadlines and how to pay. Now, in today's episode, I'm going to be answering the question, what do you do if you find you've made a mistake in your VAT return? Now, as always, before I answer the question, I need to do my two quick disclosures. So the first is I'm a UK-based accountant, so I'm going to be giving advice to UK-based businesses. And the second is that because I record this podcast sat in my office by myself, I'm going to have to generalise my advice. And then in order to keep the episode as short as I can, there are times where I have to simplify things as well. And those two are both especially important on episodes like today, where I'm going to talk about mistakes. So disclosures out of the way, let's crack on. So what do you do if you find that you've made a mistake in your VAT return? This is a big question, and obviously I'm not going to be going through every kind of answer possible, because a mistake could be careless, a mistake could be deemed as something deliberate. We could even be straying into VAT fraud. It can cover a lot of things. But most of my clients are sort of one-man band freelancers. We're not going to be talking a huge sum of money. So I'm not going to go into things around sort of disclosure and sort of complicated limits and all of those kind of stuff. So let's just take, as with most of my clients, an error could be, you know, you're buying some training off someone and you're, you know, part of their membership. You've got this monthly subscription going out and it's £24 a month. And that fits really lovely into being VAT registered. You've never really checked the invoice. So you've gone, this person is VAT registered, and you've popped the VAT through. And then suddenly after you've submitted the VAT return, something's come up, you know, maybe they randomly sent you an invoice and you realize actually they're not VAT registered. This could be if you've bought some equipment off of Amazon and you've assumed, okay, Amazon is a big business, there must be VAT, you've reclaimed, and then you've really realized, oh, actually it was through the marketplace, they're not. So just kind of relatively small amounts, but ones that you know are now incorrect. If that's the case, all you need to do is put the correct amounts through your next VAT return. Now, if you're using a software such as Xero, what will happen is when you submit that original return, Xero will kind of freeze all those historical transactions. So when you go back in and you make an amendment, something, Xero will go, oh, hang on, you've claimed £4 worth of VAT on that £24 expense. You're now telling me there's no VAT and it is just actually 24. I will bring that in automatically into the next VAT return. So that's one way that using accounting software can make it easy. All of the other ones do it as well. So if you need to make any small adjustments, it will automatically bring it in. And you will see when you look at the VAT return, it will have something called late claims. So it's nice and transparent to HMRC. This was a small error. We've noticed it. We're reclaiming it. And it's absolutely fine to do. It could be the same. Maybe if you've got one client that, you know, you've charged VAT and then they've gone, actually, no, I'm based in the US, I shouldn't have VAT on it. Something a little bit quirky like that. And you just need to make an amendment. If it's a small amount, you know, if it's below sort of, so if the sales or the purchases are under £10,000, HMRC are quite happy for you to do it through the VAT return. So don't worry if you make sort of any kind of small mistakes. If there happens to be a large mistake, so it's over £10,000 or something like that, you will need to make a declaration to HMRC. So that's a different form and you'll need to tell them outside of your VAT return. They will then sort of make a decision, was this mistake, because it's very large, was it careless, was it deliberate? And they will look at other things like that. But for the bulk of you, it will probably be just assuming someone was VAT registered and you realized they're not, or maybe even vice versa, so just small things. And in those instances, I've said, don't worry about it, just update it in your next sort of VAT return and that's fine. Even if it's something that, you know, your accountant notices at the year end, so it's maybe sort of three VAT returns late, absolutely fine. It's just small amounts. You just make that amendment. So don't worry if you make any kind of mistakes. Obviously, in an ideal world, we'd all do it perfectly. But sometimes, you know, we don't always know where our software's sort of based. Sometimes we assume someone's VAT registered when they're not, and vice versa. Absolutely fine to do. In next week's episode, let's delve in and we start and answer the question of what can trigger a VAT inspection. So we're going to go in for all the fun stuff. But I hope today's episode's helped, and I will see you next week.